Petunia.
Welcome to Expat Hoops, the show where we talk to basketball players who have played professionally overseas. Today we talk to Jeremiah Hill. He attended both Savannah State and Valdosta State before starting a pro career stateside in 2017, before going overseas in Russia.
Before we talk to Jeremiah, I want to remind you to subscribe to our channel and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we have new content. Now, if you'll join Tony and I in welcoming Jeremiah to Expat Hoops, Jeremiah, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me.
You actually started off, as we said off the top, at Savannah State and transferred to Valdosta State, two division schools, Division II schools. What was that like in terms of transferring from one to the other?
Well, the time that I was at Savannah State, we were Division I before they got to this whole, now they're in the Division II thing. So it was definitely different. As far as, you know, experience, we were playing big schools like Florida, Miami, Arkansas, like schools like that. And to see, you know, the different level of play at the time. And then to go to a Division II where I feel it's very guard heavy. So most of the great players at these schools were guards, where it got to be like a personal battle. But with both of them, you know, they had their own separate ways of seeing basketball. And I had a great time with both of them. Nothing bad to say.
So after winding down at Valdosta State, when did you actually start thinking in terms of practically about going to play professionally, in terms of what were the things that you said, okay, I can play professionally, I'm going to go down that path?
Well, I think ever since I was young, it's been, you know, in the back of my mind that I was going to do what it took to get to be where I am now. And then I guess kind of maybe that summer after, when I was starting to really feel as though my game had, you know, reached a new level, that I could do this. And so then that's when we started to do like reaching out for agents and, you know, taking the little steps to try to get out and see if we had what it took. Maybe, you know, do some of the little camps that they have, like the exposure camps, to see the other players that were out there trying to do the same thing I was doing. In my opinion, I felt that I was always one of the top, usually at these places. So then I kind of like really clicked, like, oh, we may actually have a chance with this.
It's quite a unique experience that you had going from Division II, going like that overseas, and going into a pro career, having some time stateside, as you did. What did you think is the one thing, if you can point to anything, that you took from your time, both in the ABA and the G League here stateside, that you took in your seasons that you've had now overseas?
Well, it is very difficult to compare the two, because of like the style that we play here in the States. It's much more athletically based. Like the best athlete usually has the best shot to do, because, you know, like defensive 3 seconds in the NBA is, it's a huge change that they don't have overseas, where they can have a 7-footer standing in the paint the entire time. So it's kind of different, although you still have to, you know, figure out ways to get to your spots, get people open, which I will say that would be the number one thing, is playing in both leagues, I was able to learn to think quicker. Like, you have to, like, from Division II, you know, obviously it's a little different. So the game just felt like initially that it was so fast. Like, everything was happening so fast. You have to make these decisions so quickly. But then once I got that, I think that I was able to take that overseas with me and, you know, try to teach these other guys that are out there, like the younger ones, that I need you to be seeing what I'm seeing so that we can make this work. And that's for sure the biggest thing that I took from both leagues, I would say.
Kind of another thing that's a little bit interesting about your career is how recently you were in the G League. We've had other people on that have played whether it was the D League at that time or a little earlier on in the G League, you're probably the most recent person we've talked to and then gone overseas. Mm-hmm. Having been such a recent person in the G League, can you compare and contrast sort of your experiences overseas so far in terms of, you know, whether it's amenities or, you know, in terms of the way that you're treated in the G League as of a couple of years ago, really, to how it's been overseas for you so far?
Well, I think the difference that we have, like with me being so recent and them, I think that at the time that they may have been in, it was much more, everybody was kind of out for themselves. Like, it was such a competitive, like, market that everybody was just trying to be the best player so that they could get their call up. And I think that I got incredibly lucky with the team that I was on, because truly we didn't have anybody who was like only there for them. We just wanted to all take the next step wherever it was, whether you get the chance to get the NBA call up or, you know, just progress your career overseas, wherever. And so with that being said, I think that my experiences was everybody the entire time was really trying to help me as far as players. It took the coaches a little while. They always had the Division II in the back of their head, like, you should just be grateful that you're here, that just supposed to let whatever happen. And so the players, most of them I'm still great friends with now. So we all talk often at least about, you know, moves we're making, decisions we're making, trying to work out, trying to play together throughout the summers. So I think that it's very different to compare. We have overseas, it's not so much about, you know, like what they give you, like as far as shirts and shorts and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They just kind of focus on building the best team. And so I think that's a little different. Although housing, I think, was better overseas. They really do take care of you as far as housing. Usually with your cars or your driver or whatever, they do pretty well with that as well. So, I mean, they both have things that they're, you know, plus and minuses with. But as far as the biggest difference, as far as that would be, probably the amount of stuff you get in the G League. It was pretty cool to see. It's not so much that you see overseas.
That's pretty interesting. Not a lot of people associate the G League with swag, you know. That's
it was so much stuff was all the time.
And that might be more of a recent thing too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. With the whole when they became with partnership with Gatorade, I think that it really helped, you know, push their budget a little more.
Yeah, they have a little bit of money, I hear.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So talk to us now. You started out with BC Astana. That's where you played most of your career. You played it from 2019 to 2021, including prior to and during COVID. So you were able to play with the same club basically throughout this whole nasty time period that we've been a part of. So what has that been like for you, both getting used to playing overseas and then immediately having to go into a COVID season?
Well, initially it started off great. You know, we had a great fan base out there. Like, the people out there really cared about us and, like, tried to do everything they could to make us feel like we were at home. To then this year not having no fans at all, it was kind of, like, brutal feeling. It felt like a practice every day. Like, even the games felt similar to a practice. It was, like, sometimes it would be hard to be motivated or, like, to have energy to play games when it's kind of like just us in the gym. And I got lucky and fortunate enough that I did sign the 2-year deal, because it did mess with a lot of people financially with how they were able to construct their contracts coming out of the COVID year. But other than that, you know, other than PCR tests all the time, this year wasn't too much different, just minus the fans. Travel was a little different because they wouldn't let us fly into Moscow, which was kind of like the central hub for us to go to wherever we had to go. But other than that, everything was pretty much the same as it was last year. It wasn't that too much that got changed.
So off the court, though, when you first went there, did you get to see some of the sites before basically things locked down?
Yes and no, because of how cold it is over there. Kind of hurt to be outside. So it wasn't like we were, at the time that we were there, it doesn't really get warm until like the very, very end of the season. And so the time, whole time I was there through the first COVID year, it was freezing. And so it was not much walking around that we did. To this past year, with everything being locked down, it was not that we do so much outside, because like our coach will have us doing team stuff, kind of, where we're just all meeting and hanging out rather than walking around the city. So it wasn't too bad. Like I said, it was okay. It was nothing. It wasn't either way awful. Hmm.
And so Astana, the club you were with in Kazakhstan, as it was, when you're playing for that team, mm-hmm. What was your biggest takeaway from now? You've been playing stateside, you've been playing in the minor professional leagues here, you go over and play in professional league over there, you've gone through the Russia. What have you taken away from this experience so far that you can take into a career and kind of prolong this a little bit for yourself?
Well, taking care of your body is one that I think, you know, a lot of younger guys don't realize that it has a big effect, especially when you're playing for, you know, durations 10 months, like, you know, like a little ankle injury, then you won't treat it and you'll just let it go. Then it turns to something bigger. Because when you're young, you know, you can just kind of like bounce back from anything. You almost feel invincible. To now, it's like I'm in treatment every chance I get to make sure that I can continue to make this go on. Second would be to learn about the game. Yeah, your brain takes you much longer in your career because of how tactical it is overseas. Everything is much more focused on game and who can be the smarter team rather than who's the fastest, strongest. Your basketball is overseas is much more tactical, and you need to be sharper with your brain, learning, you know, different schemes, different defenses. So stuff like that. And I think if you do the two, take care of your body and work to learn more about the game, that it helps you take your career much longer.
That was Jeremiah Hill, a D2 standout before starting his overseas career in Kazakhstan the past two seasons. For more of this kind of content, head over to our YouTube channel. There you'll find more from Jeremiah, as well as from all our other guests. Be sure to look us up, Expat Hoops, like our videos, comment, or subscribe so you're notified anytime we release new content. Also, if you like what you see, give us a contribution on our Patreon to help keep us going. You can find all our links in our Twitter bio, at Expat Hoops. For Tony Budney, I'm Andy Hoverman. We'll see you next time on Expat Hoops.